I invite you to take
7 slow breaths now as you listen to my voice. A breath in and a breath out, focusing your attention on the breath out. What that feels like is the air is actually leaving your lungs each time. In and out. And focusing your attention really on relaxing each and every cell and tissue and muscle in your body. I invite you now to think of a person who is living or who is not living to assist you with this activity. So think of someone that has helped you in the past, who has always been there for you in the past. And ask them not to be physically present with you, although they may be physically present in the moment, but just have them be present for you in your imagination. For those of you who are deeply spiritual, I invite you to call in to be present any spiritual being that you would like to be present. And I know for some of you this may consist of angels. I have learned recently that whether you believe in angels or not is really pretty irrelevant. If you call angels in to help you out, they will come. It is their duty to be present and to help you with this activity. So whether you believe in angels or not, let me invite you to call in whatever angel you might want to call in. And if you don't know the names of any angels, make them up. Or simply put out there in your thought form, I'd like to ask whatever angels need to be present for me when I do this work. So call in whatever beings out there in your life that are real for you and that really make a difference. And ask them to be present. And what I want to also say is, don't do this by yourself. You can get help by simply asking for help, and that's why I am here in the moment, but ask for others to be present with you as well. Envision now a magnet and whatever shape you would like that magnet to look like. A magnet that will attract negative filament thought forms. See the magnet in your mind's eye. Sense it, feel it, know that it's there. And now, I invite you to take this imaginary magnet that you have constructed for yourself and to place this magnet down a couple of inches below your belly button in your body. Stick it right in your body. And I'd like for you to turn this magnet on. It has an on switch. And what I'd like to ask you to do is turn the magnet on. And now have the magnet attract all of those negative thought form filaments that you have taken on over the course of your life. Allow the filaments to literally be affixed to the magnet. This is your place in your body where you store thoughts and feelings about yourself and others. Any words spoken to you out of cruelty will have energetic charges here in your body. There will be magnetic contact points that are present here in your physical body. So simply invite all of those negative thought forms that were judgments to be attracted to the magnet that you have placed in that part of your body. And with your intention, ask all of that to be released. And watch those filaments, just as you might see lead filaments being immediately attracted to a magnet. Watch those filaments be attracted to the magnet that you have constructed. All of these negative thought forms, these hurtful words, the cruelties that you have absorbed in your body. And now, as this magnet is full of these negative thought forms, lift it out with your imagination from your belly. Hold it up with your imaginary hand into the air and simply ask whoever you have requested be present to take all of those negative thought forms and dissolve them as they are released out into the ethers. Invite them to be dissolved and released. And see the magnet now gain a purity in its color and its vibrancy, and a new life that has a much, much higher frequency. Take this very same magnet that has now been revitalized and re-energized, and with your imagination, insert this magnet where your stomach is located, which is right at the angle of the bottom of your rib cage. And with your imagination, place this special magnet in your body there. This is the place in your physical body where you hold thoughts about your place in the universe and why you are here, what you are here to do and to accomplish in this lifetime. And allow this magnet again to attract all of those negative thoughts that have been absorbed through all of the billions of magnetic contact points in that part of your body. And of course, as we do this, the filaments are also being drawn from all throughout your body and also your brain. So they're coming from all over your body to be affixed to this magnet. You can actually hear the filaments connecting to the magnet if you listen. And you can also smell a slight electrical smell, as you might smell when there's an electrical short circuit in an electrical wire. And you may smell other smells as well, as the magnet is soaking up all of these negative thought forms that you are carrying and have absorbed throughout your entire lifetime. Most of the magnets now are full. Take your magnet with your imagination out of your middle part of your trunk of your body. With your hand, place it out into thin air, and for whomever you've invited to be present with you today, ask them to help you of this into the ethers of the universe and to transform those negative thought forms into neutral charges that can no longer affect you. Watch now that magnet revitalize itself. Watch the colors brighten. Feel the power of the energetic charge in this magnet. Feel the support of those who are here present with you to take all of that out and release it. Take this same magnet, and wherever you're called to in your body, whether it's your brain or your feet, insert it in the place in your body that may still have some of those negative charges and those negative thought forms. And literally comb your body with the magnet as you hold it and allow all of those negative thought forms to clink to your magnet. As you hear the clinking sound, the clicking sound, with a slight smell of those electrical short circuit charges, scanning across all of your body, wherever those negative thought forms may reside, sometimes in the throat, for we don't always speak our truths to others out of fear and hesitation. Oh, allow all of those filaments to now be absorbed into your imaginary magnet. And for a third time, hold that magnet as those who are present with you now release all of those negative thoughts into the ethers of the universe effortlessly. See as those filaments are released and fly away, the magnet recharge instantly, ready to take away at any request any negative thought form that you're holding in your body that may still reside. The magnet is always available to you to use. It's always there. And the beings, living or dead, living or not living, who have been present with you in this meditation time, are always available to be summoned to help. Take your magnet now and store it away in your body, wherever you would like to store it. It's there for your use whenever you would like to activate it. I invite you now to come out of your meditative state and become aware of your surroundings, of the walls in the room, the sounds, the colors, and the smells, to take a nice, deep, slow breath, congratulating yourself on setting the intention to release the billions and billions and billions and billions of negative thought forms that you have absorbed throughout your entire lifetime. The reason why this activity is important is that there are so many negative thought forms that are stored magnetically and electrically in our body that the minute one negative thought pops into our head, it tends to trigger and activate all of the other negative thoughts. It's like a chain reaction. And once that's engaged, it's hard to turn it off and to convert back over to the positive thought form. So it's not that it's a bad thing. It happens to us all. It's just important to consciously acknowledge what's happening. And if you notice, you begin to float into that negative thought form place, take out the magnet and begin to absorb all those negative thought forms so that you can get back on track. And with your meditation, set the intention of the positive result that your heart so desires. The positive thought forms are what will make the difference between being able to recover or not recover. And today, the theme has been wishy-washiness coupled with negative thought forms will result in exactly that outcome, wishy-washy outcomes. So, with courage, with determination, with focus, with a positive intention, hold the positive thought and intention of what it is that you have set to accomplish for yourself. Always ask, is this all that I really want? Materialize it so that you can see exactly what it looks like. So for the activity that you've given up that you want to reclaim, make it real, make it palatable, feel it, see all the colors, hear it, see the people who are with you, enjoy it, take pleasure in it. 4, the more often you can feel it and see it and want it in your heart, the quicker it will happen.